Abundant Grace. My name is Dr. Israel Pena. Today's devotional, Guidance from God. Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's easy to become consumed with planning for the future. We set goals, make to-do lists, and dream of the days ahead. And while it's good to have aspirations, we must remember that our plans are subject to the divine guidance of our loving Creator. Proverbs 16:9 reminds us that though we may make our own plans and have our own path, it is the Lord who ultimately directs our steps. This truth brings comfort and assurance, knowing that we are not alone in navigating the uncertainties that lie ahead. God's plan for us is often more intricate and beautiful than we can ever imagine. Sometimes doors close, detours appear, and unexpected opportunities arise. In those moments, it's important to trust that God is leading us to exactly where we need to be. So as we plan for the future, let us do so with open hands and hearts, surrendering our desires to God's higher purpose. Seek His guidance through prayer, through listening to His voice, and being still. Trust that He knows the path that we will lead and to our ultimate fulfillment of what joy really is. He will always be there to guide us. Remember, our plans are not set in stone, but God's providence is. Embrace the journey, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. May your heart be filled with peace, knowing that your future is held securely in the hands of the One who loves you beyond human measure. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for being the ultimate planner of our lives. Help us to trust in your divine guidance, even when our own plans seem uncertain. Give us the wisdom to seek your will and let your will be done. And let us have the faith to follow where you lead. May we find comfort in knowing that our future is secure in your hands. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Keep in mind that we can plan all day long. We can plan for years. But if we're not guided by the Spirit of the living God, those plans will not be completed here on earth. In other words, we need guidance from above. Be blessed and be encouraged.